call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Hey Sam, how you going?
Good, how are you?
I'm pretty good, pretty good. It's been a day. How are things going over in Australia? Do you have nice weather?
Not really, to be honest. It's kind of cold and cloudy, but it should reach 20 degrees, which is nice.
Well, I think it's sounding a little bit better than here. It's just gray skies for us. So maybe on equal footing there. So let's jump in. And this is kind of a question I never thought I would really be asking, but why are people messing with fruit in Australia?
Well, I can't tell you why, but I can tell you it's a really strange situation. And I think there's been 100 cases of people putting in needles into strawberries. It originated. It started with a man in Brisbane who bit into a strawberry and he felt something hard. And his knee-jerk reaction was to just swallow the strawberry. And then he looked and there was half a needle left in a strawberry. So he ran off to emergency. And from then, there's been 100 reports, strawberries, apples, bananas, and even mangoes most recently with some form of methyl in them. But a lot of them have been reported to be hoaxes.
Wow. I mean, that is completely horrifying that it's happening.
Yeah, it's such a strange thing.
Yeah, I can't understand why anyone would want to do that. But what are the penalties for doing that at the minute? I've just heard someone's announced Scott Morrison.
Yeah, so he originally, it was called food contamination, mm-hmm. where people would face 10 years in prison. But now Scott Morrison's come out with a new law, which is reckless fruit contamination, and that will see people facing 15 years in prison. And then he's also raising the original law to 15 years as well. And there's even talks of people doing hoax on social media could even face some form of penalty. So it's pretty serious. They've taken a pretty firm hand on this.
Yeah, the hoax on social media, what's happening there?
Yeah, so people have been posting online saying they found metal and their fruit and things like that, but it's really difficult for the government because they have, even though they have 100 police officers working on this, which is insane. Like it's not a funny story because there is unfortunately a lot of people have been affected by it, but it's just kind of something that you think could only be made up. But 100 officers are working on this case, 60 of which are detectives. And when people are putting online all these hoaxes, it really makes them just start all over again. It really wastes their time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So shifting on to the Royal Commission, an inquiry into aged care, what is that about?
Yes, so it's something that's happened 20 times in 20 years. So it's not something new, but I think people are getting more and more sick of the abuse into aged care. So I think what basically started this was the ABC called for people to supply their stories on the aged care sector, and 4,000 people responded with just horrible stories, 1,300 of them being people who work within the sector. And I won't delve into too much about what these old age people have been dealing with because it's really distressing to even read about, but an overall kind of theme for these people, unfortunately, is they've been sexually abused, beaten, they've been given kerosene baths, and one woman even put a hidden camera in her mother's room and found that she was alone for 3 hours screaming in pain, and it's just horrible things. And most recently, it's been revealed that they are fed a diet of which only adds up to $6 a day, which is $2 lower than what prisoners are fed.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long has this kind of inquiry been called out for? What is the response from the public to these stories?
Well, I think people are kind of getting at their wits' end. Probably the most notable case happened last year was this place called Oakton, which was an aged care service which dealt with mental health as well. And there were some disturbing circumstances there where one patient killed another. Some people were losing weight drastically because they would refuse their food, and instead of working through that and helping them eat, they just didn't feed them and just and that place closed down last year and had 3 inquiries. So people are really calling for this. And Scott Morrison is wanting to look into it. But every time there's an inquiry, there are recommendations being made. And they do most of them, but a lot of the time it's just the same story. And what Scott Morrison has been talking about as well is the budget. This year they're reportedly spending $18.6 billion on aged care, and over the next 5 years, according to Scott Morrison, that will grow by $5 billion to $23.6 billion. So, and that's really needed within Australia because we are an ageing population, and with that comes a whole lot of different issues, especially when there are people working to take care of these people and they have that power and they can manipulate it. And of course, not everyone working in aged care is going to treat people poorly, but it is an area that's really understaffed. 70% of the staff are personal care assistants who qualify after only a 6-week online course. And on top of that, there's no mandatory staff-to-resident ratios, and there's no requirement either to have a registered nurse on site.
Wow, it just sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, it's really quite a sad situation, and I really hope this will be the final Royal Commission that we see for a while, and some change will come about from it.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, I'll be interested in hearing about that in the future. We've just run out of time, but thank you so much for joining me, Sam.
Thank you.
You have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.